1,000 points of light, WMFO. Welcome to another edition. It's Jay. I'm here with you until 10 p.m. And so what's going on tonight? First of all, Happy New Year. Happy 2022. This is going to be a great year. Great year. Especially here in 1,000 points of light. We'll be probing new depths. We'll be looking into all kinds of new avenues. We'll be looking at all kinds of new music. And hopefully we'll get a chance to do a show without wearing an uncomfortable mask. All right, so I watched the Beatles documentary, a lot of talk about that. It was very comprehensive. There was a lot going on. Sometimes there was nothing going on, which was still kind of interesting. Overall, I liked it. You know, I think there is some real, it's real gold to see the Beatles kind of working back and forth and kicking songs around and ideas, and interesting to see the dynamics between them all and how George Martin was sort of there and not there. And just how relaxed they were in the studio, especially with the looming deadline. And then, of course, to see the whole concert on the roof of their building in its entirety. Three versions of Get Back. Not sure that was necessary, but we saw them all. And it was great. It was good. And so this is our theme for the show tonight. It's not going to be all Beatles, you know, as a way of getting into recording or in the right frame of mind. They did a lot of playing of other people's music, so we're going to hear some other old stuff, too. Primarily Beatles, though, and we're going to start off with the song that is the title of the documentary. So much really to go on here, but I'm going to start off with Get Back. 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO 91.5 Medford.
Rosetta, sweet Rosetta Fat. She thought she was a cleaner, but she was a frying pan. Yeah, the picker. Picture the fingers,
great. Okay. Jojo was a man who thought he was a loner, but he knew it couldn't last. Jojo left his home in Tucson, Arizona, for some California grass.
Desmond has a barrel in the marketplace. some fool might wanna buy. Put on your high-heel sneakers, wear your wig hat on your head. Put on your high-heel sneakers, now wear your wig hat on your head. You know you wanna look all right, and I believe you're gonna knock 'em dead.
Thank you. quite an unpleasant scene. She tells Max to stay when the glass has gone away, so he waits behind. Writing 50 times, I must not be so, but when she turns her back on the boy, he creeps up from behind. Bang, bang, Maxwell Silver Hammer came down on her head. Bang, bang, Maxwell Silver Hammer made sure that she was dead. A dirty one, Maxwell stands alone, painting testimonial pictures. Rose and Valerie screaming from the gallery say he must go free. The judge does not agree and he tells them so.
Points of Light, WMFO 91.5 Medford. Thank you for joining me here on this Beatles show. So I just saw the Get Back documentary. It was pretty good, I have to say. Some interesting stuff going on there. It's really like a historic document. It's really kind of cool that a lot of those extra hours are made available to Peter Jackson to make this six-hour documentary. Six, a bit much. I felt like at some points there still could have been stuff cut out, but to see the whole concert on the roof of their building in its entirety was pretty good. The last episode was definitely the best, so if you're holding off on completing it and you have one more episode to go, watch it. That's my recommendation. 1,000 Points of Light, 91.5 Medford. So that was Maxwell's Silver Hammer. So that was in the film, and it was really basic. Obviously, all this stuff has been reproduced. I think Phil Spector had his way with the Let It Be stuff. So the sessions took place in January of 69, and they had a month to do it. And I guess they had a deadline because Ringo was in a movie and he had to be in a movie starting at the end of January. So they had to push their way through everything to get to be good with Ringo's schedule. It was kind of a little bit ridiculous. They had a few extra days to play with. And there was some bad weather that forced a reschedule of the live show on the roof of their building. Not a lot of time or a lot of time to work with. But they did get a lot of stuff done. Most of Let It Be looked like it was done. Just an interesting side note is that, like I mentioned before, Phil Spector came in with the other mixes and he did his thing. So they were a lot more lush and everything. And then, if you remember, in 03, there was something called Let It Be Naked, which came out. And we're going to play from that as well, because that is more loyal to the stuff, the songs that were in the film. Although the version of Get Back we just heard was also on Let It Be on the final record. So I don't know to what extent Phil Spector played with that one. Anyway, so we heard that. Of course, High Heel Sneakers. They did that twice. That's a Chuck Berry song. We heard the original there. Obladi, Oblada from the White Album. And, of course, Get Back started things off. So let's jump to another song that's not the Beatles, but from Bob Dylan, a huge influence on the Beatles, on really everybody. But some of Dylan's songs greatly affected the Beatles and their songwriting style. We're going to hear I Shall Be Released from Dylan, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.
They say every man must need protection. They They say every man must fall. Yet I swear I see my reflection someplace so high above the wall. I see my light come shining from the west down to the east. Any day now, I shall be released. In this lonely crowd is a man who swears he's not to blame. All day long I hear him cry so loud, calling out that he's been framed. Yeah, I see my light come shining from the west down to the east. Any day now, I shall be released.
To 909. Said, move over, honey, we're traveling on that line. Said, move over once, move over twice. Come on, baby, don't be cold as ice. Said, he's traveling on the one after 90. She said, he's traveling on the one after 90. Said, he's traveling on the one after 909.
All right, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO. That's Arthur Big Boy Crudup with My Baby Left Me from the one of his collections. I'm not sure which one. All these were posthumous, of course. But that one of the songs that the Beatles played to kind of get warmed up They have a strange process. Oh, I don't know if it's a strange process. It's definitely unique to them. They kind of sit around and they seem to BS the whole time. You know, they're just playing old songs, some of their old songs, their own old songs, other old songs, like the other stuff we heard, we've already heard tonight, like Chuck Berry, High Heel Sneakers, the Dylan song, I Shall Be Released. And Arthur Big Boy Crudup was also in there as well. Prior to that, to Carry That Weight, one of the tracks from the that ending suite on the Abbey Road. It was meh, kind of like squeezed in between Golden Slumbers and the end. Went after 909, so that song appears on Let It Be. It was a song that had been kicking around that they've had for a while. It was when they were in Hamburg, playing like those marathon sets, on and on and on. This is one of the songs that they had. They never released it on anything before, and they decided to put it on Let It Be. So that was kind of a, it kind of sounds like an old style song of theirs anyway. So that was also kind of cool. And so, you know, this is a show devoted to the Get Back documentary, three-part series that Peter Jackson put together. And it's a bit of an epic, but worth it. If you're going to sit through it, sit through it. Although not at all in one sitting. It took me like a month to do it because it's such a commitment. And if it's too late, you're going to fall asleep and blah, blah, blah. So you have to focus. And some of the stuff, the vocals aren't even, or the lines, what people are saying, like John Lennon or George Harrison, what they're saying is not actually that clear, so you actually get subtitles underneath because they're like the audio isn't clear enough. So, and plus they have accents, and you know, we're all stupid Americans and can't understand. But point being that it is hard to understand, and so I appreciated having subtitles as well. All right, up next, another. This is a track from the White Album, "Martha, My Dear, 1,000 Points of Light." WMFO.
Rain into a paper cup. They slither wildly as they slip away across the universe. Pools of sorrow, waves of joy are drifting through my opened mind, possessing and caressing me. Shakurudeva. Oh. change my world. Images of broken light which dance before me like a million eyes. They call me on and on across the universe. Thoughts meander like a restless wind inside a letterbox. They tumble blindly as they make their way across the universe. Jack-a-roo-deva. Oh, nothing's gonna change my world. Nothing's gonna change my world. Nothing's gonna change. Around me like a million suns and calls me on and on across the universe. Thank you.
All right, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO 91.5 Medford. This is our Beatles show. Not just our Beatles show, it's our Get Back show. It's the documentary it was aired on, available on Disney Plus over Thanksgiving, and it took me like 6 weeks to watch it. And it was excellent. Time well spent. Time well spent. 6 hours, but you know what? It's well spent, as I keep saying. It's like a historic document. It's like it's just amazing to see them interact with each other. Like when George Harrison leaves, that's in episode one, and then you have there's a hidden mic, which is incredible, at a table where John Lennon and Paul McCartney were having lunch, trying to keep the band together and talking about how to deal with George, and really just kind of not directly talking about how to deal with him, but more kind of like finding out where they're at as a group and then going to talk to him after. And it's amazing to me that all this time people think that Yoko Ono broke up the Beatles. It was really George Harrison, because he was kind of done being, you know, having his song sort of, you know, as second tier material. It was all about the partnership between John Lennon and Paul McCartney, and the George's stuff was, it was great, but he was not really what the Beatles were. They had his material and Lennon and McCartney, and he wanted more. In fact, in the last episode, he even talked to John Lennon about how he wanted to put out a record of his own stuff, just his stuff. And that was, I think, a great little moment. It was sort of doesn't really get... It was like the camera was away, and I don't even think you could see George's face when he was saying it, but it's worth including, obviously, because it sort of foretold what was going to happen to the group over the next couple of years. And then by 1971 is when George Harrison released All Things Must Pass, his incredible triple record, so... which is definitely one of the greatest record he ever put out as a solo artist. So there's big story there. Anyway, before that, Across the Universe, that was from Let It Be Naked. I wasn't about to play the single version with all the birds flying and whatever, all that business. Martha, My Dear from the White Album, and then it was Arthur Big Boy Crudup, starting things off with My Baby Left Me. And so what's happening now is I want to talk about Billy Preston. And, you know, the Beatles seem to be stuck in... They were stuck. I mean, they weren't really doing much on that when they were in Twickenham or whatever. The whole premise was that they would be recording this show, a television special, really, and they were doing rehearsals in this film studio. But they weren't getting anywhere, and like Paul McCartney was in charge, and nobody else seemed to be bought in. And so they relocated to their own studio. It was actually fit out very quickly, last minute, and they moved to their own studio in the basement of their building, the Apple Building. And just so happens that Billy Preston was passing through, and he's an old friend of theirs from their Hamburg days. He played with Ray Charles, piano and other instruments, I guess, with Ray Charles. And so they knew him, and he happened to be just passing by, and they asked him to sit in on a couple of things, and before he knew it, he was like in the whole session. He played on multiple tracks, Don't Let Me Down, Let It Be, I think, as well, Get Back for sure, and others. So talk about happenstance. But, you know, if the Beatles ask you to sit in and be like this de facto fifth member, you know, in 1969, you say yes, and that's what he did. All right, and so what we're going to do now is play a Ray Charles track. This is Hallelujah, I Love You So, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.
Comes up, she brings my coffee in my favorite cup. That's why I know, yes, I know. Hallelujah, I just love her so. When I'm in trouble and I have no friend, I know she'll go with me until the end. Everybody asks me how I know. I smile at them and say she told me so. That's why I know, oh, I know. Hallelujah, I just love her so. Now if I call her on the telephone and tell her that I'm all alone, by the time I count from one to four, I hear her on my door. In the evening when the sun goes down, when there is nobody else around, she kisses me and she holds me tight and tells me, Daddy, everything's all right. So I know, yes, I know. Hallelujah, I just love her so. (Laughs) Now if I call her on the telephone and tell her that I'm all alone, by the time I count from one to four, I hear her on my door. In the evening when the sun goes down, when there is nobody else around, she kisses me and she holds me tight and tells me that everything's all right. That's why I know, yes, I know. Hallelujah, I just love her. Oh, hallelujah. Don't you know, I just love her so. She's my little woman, wake all the time. Babe, I'm a little fool for you, little girl.
I've got a feeling deep inside, oh yeah. I can't hide, oh no, no. Oh no, oh no. Yeah, yeah. I'm gonna be like you. Oh, please believe me, I'd hate to miss the train.
Everybody had a good time. Everybody had a wet dream. Everybody saw the sunshine. Oh yeah,
oh yeah,
oh yeah, oh yeah. Everybody had a good year. Everybody let the hair down. Everybody pulled the socks up. Everybody put the food down. Oh yeah.
Everybody had a hard time. Oh no, everybody had a hard time.
face another day. Now the darkness only stays the night time. In the morning it will fade away. Daylight is good at arriving at the right time. It's not
Thousand Points of Light, WMFO, and that's She Came In Through the Bathroom Window. It's funny playing these songs because this is like, that's like part of this like second side or that like ending collection. It's almost like a medley of songs. They're all kind of interwoven together, and it's kind of hard to play them one by one because in my head I'm thinking that it's really all just one big song. In fact, I've probably done that on the show before, is played them all as one track. But the way they appear and get back is you know, one by one. Obviously, they're not like tied together yet, which is the key part of that. So it's kind of weird to kind of jump in and play only one. We did that before with Carry That Weight. She Came In Through the Bathroom Window from Abbey Road. Prior to that, George Harrison's All Things Must Pass. I Got a Feeling from Let It Be. That was the final version. And then Hallelujah, I Love Her So, Ray Charles from his Pure Genius Collection. 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO, 91.5 Medford. Thanks for joining me here. And it's, I'm thinking this is like a two-parter. I mean, there's just so much stuff. And I was like jotting down the names of the songs as they appeared on the show, on the documentary, and some of them were credited to, they weren't credited to anybody, so I'm kind of taking a kind of a leap of faith or a jump. I have to do a little research, and I figure if the song was made before the record or before the studio sessions, I'm going to play that version, whatever that may be. Because they didn't list the performers as much as they listed the songwriters, so that was makes it a little harder for someone like me. Anyway, up next, we're going to hear this. This is of an album track, or sorry, it was a single from the Magical Mystery Tour. It's Strawberry Fields Forever, 1,000 Points of Light, WMFO.
Let me take you down, 'cause I'm going to Strawberry Fields. Nothing is real, and nothing to get hung about. Strawberry Fields forever. Living is easy with eyes closed. Misunderstanding. We'll be right back.